from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, I think that's one thing we just mentioned to those guys, you know, coming off the practice before the players' day off, knowing we had some struggles there operationally, and then being able to bounce back today and have a clean practice right there and operate at a high level there. And we know when we're operating at a high level from an operation standpoint, it's given all 11 players the best chance to play fast and play with every concept.
Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. Training camp coverage is presented by Chevy. DrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's talk Bears with somebody who's got some eyes on him right now, Chris Emma. He is on Twitter at CEmma670. The 670 The Score Bears reporter is on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
We are doing well, Emma. So today's the day we'll find out what ends up happening as far as who's going to play on Thursday. What are you looking for in this practice, considering what the weekend practices were like?
Yeah, I think today's the day that you kind of check that box for Caleb Williams that he won't be playing in the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night, because I think today is going to be a really important and structured practice. It's going to be a longer practice today. I think they're going closer to noon. It is hot out here, guys. It's one of those days where the intensity rises up a couple notches, and they're still going through warm-ups and individual drills right now. You can just kind of feel today's going to be one of those days that tests a young quarterback. Going to be a lot of reps out there. I think they're going to try to get everything they can with the first-team offense and squeeze an opportunity ahead of Thursday night where they feel Caleb has kind of checked those necessary boxes.
Okay, so if the first unit isn't going to play, Caleb isn't going to play, give me someone who could catch my eye in the game Thursday that maybe doesn't get a lot of reps because they aren't a one.
Yeah, I got a couple Kim Estrella nominations for you here. Tyler Scott's the guy everybody's been talking about, right? He's been having a very strong camp, you know, talking to him a couple days ago. There's just a different comfort level there. He's anticipating things within his route that he wasn't able to do last year, and that's comfort, that's experience, but it's also just kind of catching up to the speed of the game, and he's able to adapt his top flight speed. I mean, this is one of the fastest guys on the team, and he just feels more comfortable. He knows how to apply his speed and routes and get to the top of the route and make that cut or come back on something, and I think he's going to have a very big preseason. I think that's a guy people are going to be talking about. And then down the depth chart a little bit is a veteran, Freddie Swain, another wide receiver. I think he's going to be very active late in that game. He's a guy, another guy, great speed, special teams value. I think he's somebody that's going to make an impression. And the two guys you're going to be talking about, if not after Thursday, then throughout the preseason.
See, I would say Tyler Scott ineligible for the Ken Mastrolli Award just at first blush. I think he played too much last year. He's clearly going to make the roster. Now, Freddie Swain, that might just be ideal.
Yeah. I got to check the eligibility on that. But, yeah, you're probably right. Look, Tyler Scott shouldn't be a surprise, to your point. Like, he's a fourth-round pick last year. Everybody was singing his praises as a guy who could have a breakout rookie season, and it just wasn't there. And to what he said is simply, I just feel a lot more natural out there. And I'm really excited to see what he does in days like today, where it's going to be full pads and full speed, and you're getting tested by that secondary. Go out and make some plays. He's been able to do that so far early in training camp, and it is still late July. There's a ways to go, but he just looks like a different player right now.
Is there any battle going on in the back of the secondary, too? Because we know that you've got Stevenson, Brisker, Byard, Johnson, Kyler Gordon. Behind them, there are some familiar names. And we know that Terrell Smith has been talked about as maybe somebody with the ability to start elsewhere who's a backup here. Greg Stroman has occasionally made a play. Jonathan Owens is in Paris. We're not going to get to see him. We know he's more of a special teams guy. But we know they matter, that these backups are going to play. Where are the battles there?
Yeah, like you mentioned, Greg Stroman. He had that big game in Washington last year. He was one of the heroes defensively in a big win for the Bears to stop that 14-game losing streak. He's had some moments out there. He's been able to make some plays. You mentioned Jonathan Owens. Certainly the special teams value is there. We're going to see him back in action this weekend when he does return from Paris. But you got some young guys as well. You mentioned Terrell Smith, too. That's a really good name to mention, Dan. He was somebody they were really high on. And early on in that year, as Stevenson was really kind of getting settled, they had that rotation going kind of every series or every other series. It's not going to be the case like that for Terrell Smith. That should light a fire under him a little bit. Like, I got to go out and prove it. I got to earn whatever is out there. In theory, these roles are solidified. But until they're not, until somebody goes down, you're really trusting next man up. And they're eager to see what their depth looks like there.
Emma, considering that this offense has what I think is a really good problem, there's a lot of good players on it. There's a lot of good weapons at the wide receiver spot, and we talked last week a little bit about how Rome Odunze can stand out. I'm curious if Shane Waldron has said anything about how he wants to deploy the tight ends, because it seems like Cole Kmet is now taking that next step in his career. But they have a couple of guys now at the tight end spot that might need a little bit of love, too.
Yeah, you're right. The signing of Gerald Everett was not an accident. That wasn't, let's just get this guy for depth. Gerald Everett is somebody that Shane Waldron really likes. That was somebody they targeted early in free agency to be that pass catcher alongside Cole Kmet. And that does add to the depth of your offense. You're not just talking about those receivers or those running backs. You've got really good tight end depth where you're able to run those two tight end sets and create different opportunities there. Gerald Everett's somebody who can be a mismatch within this offense in terms of how he stacks up to the rest of this group. He's not going to be drawing the attention when Keenan Allen's out there and Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. You're not going to be talking about, we got to mark down Gerald Everett here, but he's made plays consistently throughout his career when he's been healthy. He's been a great red zone threat. It's another guy when you get in goal to go, Caleb Williams is looking to the end zone. You love to have a guy like big old number 14 out there making plays for you and to be that big target in the end zone.
Little bigger picture question that's been in the back of my mind, Chris, and maybe it's just something to be asked. How are the Bears balancing supporting and empowering Caleb Williams with also making his life appropriately difficult? Like, it should be, it should be a goal to challenge him. He's got to fail. He's got to make mistakes. And he also has to feel, as the anointed starter as a rookie, he also has to feel protected and supported. Where's the balance of sort of parenting and shepherding him as a football player?
You feel it from the defense. This defense is so eager to challenge him, to talk the talk, to walk the walk certainly as well, to make those picks and let him know, hey, we took that ball away from you. They want to really test him, to almost get on his nerves in a way, but also understanding that it is going to be making him better, that he is going to be gaining from this as well. And so I don't know if that's coming from the top down, if it's somebody like Ryan Poles is telling this defense, get after this guy, or it might just be a player-led thing for that veteran-leading group. Guys like Kevin Byard have said, you know, it can't be peaches and cream for Caleb Williams. It shouldn't. It is a very deliberate effort to challenge him, to almost annoy him in a way and to see how he responds, because they know he can handle the response. And then talking to Caleb Williams yesterday, I asked him, you know, how have you dealt with failure? How have you dealt with the fact that it is going to be tough and you're not going to be perfect? And He said, look, I've accepted the idea that everything I'm doing is going to be making me better toward the end of the season. And he seems to be really embracing this idea.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Emma, how excited are you to see the kickoff stuff live?
Yeah, I'm very excited. We've seen it in the small doses here throughout practice, and it's so awkward looking. You almost don't know they're in kickoff drill when you see it up close until you zoom out on it a little bit. I'm really eager to see, Lawrence, how they adjust to it, what Richard Hightower has up his sleeve. There's so many different things. It's not just the idea of tricks or trying to exploit something. The returners are going to look different. This isn't, you know, you'd love to have Devin Hester back there, but you don't have a ton of left-to-right, sideline-to-sideline thing. You might want a running back type to be in your guy back there instead. They sought out DeAndre Carter. I think that's probably your favorite to be the kickoff returner. They're still rotating plenty. I'm curious to see, as I mentioned last week with you guys, how Rome Odunze fits into the return game as well. But you're kind of inventing and recreating your entire return game and finding the right personnel. What do you want as your blockers? How do you want to adjust everything? And it's a really fascinating chess match and dynamic that's going to take place early in this season. And these special teams coordinators are really adjusting. They're also looking outside the box. They're talking to people in different leagues who have used this format before and saying, what do I need to know? How can I exploit this? So it's going to really put creativity on the display.
My guess is that since we haven't heard a lot about Torrey Taylor, that Torrey Taylor has been really good. And I know that the Caleb joke, we're not going to be punting a lot and all that stuff, but how has the young man looked kicking the football?
Lawrence, you know I love golf. I'm a golf addict, and I'm not a great golfer by any means. I'm an average golfer at best, but I love watching golf. It is like watching Scottie Scheffler from, like, I don't know, however many yards out, just drop one right to the green. Like, he's got this ability, Torrey Taylor, to really stick it inside the five. That thing just seems to land right there where it needs to go. It really is like watching a PGA golfer just kind of stick it there for that tap-in birdie putt. Like, he's got really strong leg, as we know. But, man, that pinpoint location is truly a weapon. And it's funny. People at camp are paying attention to the punter. I don't think anybody's really paid attention before when it was, no disrespect to Trenton Gill, but, like, everybody kind of perks up when Torrey Taylor's back there because you're seeing something different out there.
Well, that should be funny. Sounding like, though, Thursday night is shaping up to be the Brett Rypien, Austin Reed show. Because if you're not going to play your starter and your backup is as important as he seems to be, you probably don't want to play him either.
I think you're going to see a lot of Brett Rypien out there. You noticed it yesterday in practice when they were inside the Walter Payton Center. George McCaskey comes by to say hi here. Yeah, there was a lot of Brent Rypien running through it out there. He was leading that first-team offense. I think you're going to see plenty of him. We'll see if Tyson Bagent gets some action as well. You want to keep him fresh. I think today is going to be, here in practice, a big day for the ones getting after it a little bit and really getting that work in before they head off to Canton tomorrow.
So George said hi to you, too, because he apparently said hi to Mully and Haw.
He's making the rounds. He is ever-present out here at camp. I was walking up the path, and he's the first guy you see when you turn out to fields 3 and 4. He's out there greening fans, so he's come by and say hi here.
Is he on his scooter?
No scooter right now. Okay. He's walking through the grass along the sidelines, but the scooter's ready. I promise you that.
So viewpoint for you guys today, are you guys close or far away?
I have wandered a bit. You're able to wander on these fields, so I have wandered to, closer to the action. The fans are spread out here in the far field, so you're able to get access of everything. The bleachers are scattered throughout, so it's not like Saturday where fans were kind of missing out on some of the action.
So how would you describe like the interaction with fans? Because it's a very different thing over the last couple of years being back at Halas Hall versus being in Bourbonnais or Platteville. So what have those interactions with fans been like?
There's just a genuine excitement. And one thing I notice, whether it's football or baseball, wherever I am, is when you're walking around training camp site or a stadium or a ballpark, what jerseys are people wearing? Who are the guys that you feel the excitement about just by seeing their jerseys? And, you know, this team has been so many in the past, Urlachers and Paytons and the greats of the past. I'm looking right here on the sidelines and seeing so many number 18 jerseys for Caleb Williams and so many jerseys for Roma Dunze and guys like that. People are so excited about this team. There's a genuine optimism, and it is July. This team is 0-0 like everybody else, and who knows what the season holds. But, man, you feel just a genuine excitement for the people who think this could be just the beginning of a really fun era for this team. And there's excitement about the offense, excitement with Caleb Williams. I think people really believe this defense is going to be one of the best defenses in the league as well. So it's a different vibe. People have come out here plenty in the past to see their Bears and to get excited for the season, but as you know, this town gets so excited and it's just buzzing when the Bears are good, and people really believe genuinely this team is going to be right up there.
What's the Nate Davis update?
He is not practicing today. He is out there. He's present with the guys, but he will not be out there. We'll see. You know, we heard day-to-day a few days ago. I have a feeling that's probably going to be week-to-week, but we'll continue to monitor that one.
And what's the injury, just so we're all up to date?
We are not up to date. It is a strain. That's all we've been told by Matt Eberflus. It was not clear to us in practice when he went when he suffered the injury. So it wasn't one of those where he got carted off. It was a surprise to all of us in terms of him not being in action. But like we've said, he's not been consistently available. So you take it with a grain of salt. And Ryan Bates is your next man up at right guard.
So it's an unspecified strain of something.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, there's no limp. I'm not seeing anything clear like that. There's no wrapping. You can usually get a tell. For example, I'm telling with a guy like Kyler Gordon has that left leg in a wrap out there before. I can't tell with Nate Davis. I'm not quite sure at this point. But, look, they've had the contingency plan ready. We talked about it last week, how they had Ryan Bates ready to go, and you broke glass on that contingency plan right away. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality they were ready for.
Emma, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.